As KUOW reported last month, King County's system for connecting homeless families with shelters has left hundreds of families stuck on the streets. County officials have made some improvements to that system, known as the Family Housing Connection. They say more improvements are in the works that should help some families find shelter sooner. Here's the story from KUOW's John Ryan.
It's almost dinner time at Bianca's place. It's an emergency shelter for homeless families in Seattle's booming South Lake Union neighborhood. Chelsea LaPointe and her 7-week-old baby just got here. LaPointe is newly graduated from a 6-month drug rehab program in Shoreline.
Yeah, I was addicted to heroin and meth. I was sober for the pregnancy, and I've been sober ever since. Yeah.
LaPointe had her baby girl in March as she was nearing the end of her rehab.
Yeah, I just got out today. Yeah, so this is like a big, huge change. Come on. From going from having a room and taking care of and counseling and everything to having not so much stuff.
LaPointe had tried to arrange housing for when she got out of rehab, but it didn't come together. So it's day one of her new life as a homeless mom, and she doesn't know what to expect.
This is my first night, and I'm very scared.
If she'd shown up after hours last month, she probably would have had to spend that first night on the street, not in a shelter. The Family Housing Connection does try to make it easier for families like LaPointe's to get help. It's sort of a central clearinghouse for most of the homeless shelters and housing programs in King County. But wait lists are long, and homeless families can only even sign up to get on a wait list during business hours. So families seeking shelter after hours are out of luck, even if a shelter has space. A policy introduced in March tries to fix that, at least for Bianca's place. Marty Hartman is in charge of the nonprofit group that runs Bianca's. I asked her what would have happened if LaPointe had shown up last month after hours.
We would have said, you'll need to call 211 Family Housing Connections and get on the wait list for an appointment for a screening. And then after the screening, you'll get a call back at some point to get into shelter.
And often people have to wait for weeks or months in that kind of a scenario.
Absolutely. I think the consultant's report said 100 days.
Oh my God. That's a lot. So I'm really glad to be here. Thank you.
We're glad you're here.
Yeah, I couldn't handle being on the street. It's not something that I should, ever lose my daughter for, because I take really good care of her. So there's nothing wrong with my parenting. It's just that I'm homeless. I don't have anywhere to go.
In the past month, a dozen families have been able to come in after hours and take shelter at Bianca's place. But Bianca's is the only shelter affected by the new policy. Most family shelters in King County don't have 24-hour staff like Bianca's does. They're more like apartment buildings, while at Bianca's place, everyone shares a big room. County officials say there's no way most family shelters could handle people arriving at night or on weekends. King County's Committee to End Homelessness has put other fixes in place to help families get off the streets without waiting for months. Now, domestic violence survivors who need shelter don't have to go through the months-long Family Housing Connection process anymore. And county officials are pushing shelters and housing providers to loosen their rules that often block families with any kind of criminal records from getting housing. About 1 in 4 adults in America have some kind of criminal record. Mark Putnam with the Committee to End Homelessness says an overhaul of the Family Housing Connection should be complete next year.
You're seeing providers, families themselves, and local government and philanthropy really coming together and saying we've got to do this differently and do it better and really put families first.
Putnam says the biggest problem is that the need outpaces what governments and charities have been able to provide.
We have not enough shelter beds, not enough rental assistance slots, not enough units of housing that's affordable to families in our community. We see so many people in need.
According to the latest estimates, some 10,000 people are homeless in King County. That number keeps growing. I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.